Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Can you tell people in that camera over there who you are?
Yep. So my name is...
But first, a message from our sponsor. SE Rankings is a top-rated SEO platform designed to help agencies and businesses of all sizes automate their daily tasks and make data-driven decisions. You can get your 14 free day trial at SERanking.com. Check it out.
Nicole Waddington. I'm a digital marketing specialist at Cypress North.
Cool. All right. So this Cypress North, I think it seems to me that Greg and Cypress North hires a lot of people right out of college and kind of gets them on board. So it'd be great to talk to you about that experience. So this is your first job out of college, right?
Yeah, correct. So I started at Cypress North as an intern last year, my last semester of college, and was offered a position here as a digital marketing coordinator. And I've been around ever since, just learning on the fly, learning everything about digital marketing I can.
Had you, in college, did you know you wanted to do digital marketing or not really?
Not at all. So I began college thinking I wanted to go into politics, and I quickly realized that I didn't want to spend my whole life in school. A lot of political positions would require master's, PhD programs, extensive experience in research and academia, and right. I was kind of itching to just get hands-on experience and find maybe a more stable and practical career. And so I found myself looking through the major catalog at college, found business, and concentrated in marketing. So no specific vision to get into digital marketing specifically, but I'm super glad that I found it.
So how'd you find Cypress North?
I found Cypress North through one of the platforms that my school had where people, local businesses would post internship postings. And I just applied on a whim because it was in the middle of the pandemic. And I was kind of getting desperate to have at least some internship experience, whether that was within my major or something that was a little bit of a stretch.
So you started at Cypress North, you said during the pandemic. Did you start like in person or was it remote?
So they were completely in person. We're a pretty small team here with a brand new office, so they could social distance and wear masks. And it was kind of in the spring coming out of the winter. So, you know, things were looking a little bit more stable with the pandemic, and I was able to experience the entire internship in person.
That's good. Because I've met a lot of people that literally started new jobs and they just never met their teams in person. And even to this day, they're still, you know, remote. So it's good to have that in-person experience. So how's that been? How's that experience been? How's it been jumping into from university into doing digital marketing?
I love it. I feel like the barrier to entry in the digital marketing space is much lower than a lot of other industries. And it's much more fast paced. The news is always changing, as you know. And there's a really welcoming community that you can find through Twitter, through Marketing O'Clock Discord. And so it really is almost like college 2.0, I describe it, my first year here, because there's a plethora of places you can go to learn.
Right, for sure. And Marketing O'Clock kind of brings it all together every week, so you could like quickly get the news and have fun while you're doing that. You've been on the show a few times or more, right?
Yeah, a few times I filled in, and it's definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone as someone who hasn't even been around a year in my position, and to talk about digital marketing topics and have to read the news. And sometimes there are news stories that I'm not really sure about or I don't understand completely to talk on. And so it really forces you to expand your knowledge at a really, really fast rate.
Right. I definitely recommend, you know, going out of your comfort zone. I do it all the time, actually. People think I'm comfortable with every situation just because I've been doing this a long time, but first going to conferences was not, you know, comfort for me. First speaking, I think the first time I ever spoke at a conference ever was on the topic of blogging. It was at a PubCon when PubCons were like absolutely massive. I think it was called a super session. So everybody in every session would go to one big super session. And I was on stage as like, I think I was like 23 or something like that. And there was like 5,000 plus people in the audience. So I'm like, all right, this is a good way to get out of your comfort zone. So I definitely recommend keep doing that, doing things that you might not want to, because I think it would ultimately help you. And people just don't, if you fail, people just don't really care. They don't even remember. So
right. You
don't have to worry about that per se. So how's, you know, agency life? How do you enjoy that? Is it like you said, it's one big campus, fun experience, a lot of beer and stuff.
I love agency life. It is definitely more fast-paced than, say, working in-house. And here at Cypress North, there's definitely an attitude of you can do anything and explore your interests and move around. Say you figure out you don't like SEO or you'd rather be doing more design work or podcasting, there's room to explore and more flexibility.
Right. And so what is the specific thing that you like the most in terms of your day job?
I would say working with different clients every day. I think I'm somebody who gets bored really easily. So to be able to, in the morning, be talking to a manufacturing company and then in the afternoon talking to a real estate company, it keeps the day exciting and new.
Right. So that's one thing. That's one of the benefits of working in an agency that some people love and they gravitate towards. Like we have my company, we do programming, and I'm like, you could work at one company that just does this program all mm-hmm. day long and just be a programmer in that specific area, or you could work at an agency and work on dozens or hundreds of different projects over the course of your career across all types of different industries, from healthcare to manufacturing to fun e-commerce or whatever it might be. So that's definitely one of the benefits of working in an agency, and also helps you in the long run. So if you ever do want to go ahead and move into a specific niche, you know what to focus on and which industry you like the best. Mm-hmm. Is there one industry that you like better than the other ones based on working in agencies?
No, I really am just interested in learning about what other people do. I've always been curious about other people's jobs, and so it's almost like you get to take on 5 different lives when you work with clients at an agency, because you get to be an expert in whatever they do.
Right. Yeah. You really, as an agency employee, you have to really learn their business mm-hmm. almost as well as they know their own business to actually do a great job for them. And that's one thing that I see here a lot, is that you really dive into your clients' businesses, mm-hmm. which is great. So staying curious, meaning trying new things constantly.
Yeah. And kind of being nosy. And, even as I'm only less than a year out of college and I've gone back to speak a few times with current students at my previous university, that's the biggest advice I give them, because you never know where that can lead you. You never know if you're going to be interested in something until you try it. And then even when I got this job, just asking questions, because opportunities will pop up through it.
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it. How could people learn more about you and follow you on social or connect with you on LinkedIn or something? Can you tell people?
Yeah, probably the best way to connect with me is through LinkedIn, Nicole Waddington. And I also am a Twitter lurker, so at NJW Marketing.
Cool. Thank you so much again for doing this. I appreciate it. And we'll be in touch. Thanks.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you.